Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 24th. You'll be interested to know. 54 years ago, today, in 1971, a man calling himself D.B. Cooper calmly hijacked a Boeing 727, secured ransom, and parachuted into the night, creating one of aviation's most baffling mysteries. His audacious escape highlighted vulnerabilities in commercial flight security and spurred major improvements in passenger screening and aircraft procedures nationwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 27 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:46. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 49 and a light northwest breeze at 7 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 33 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 7:30 with a high tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 50 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be cloudy with a chance of rain after 4 p.m. and a high near 53 as a southwest breeze picks up to around 10 miles per hour. Rain is likely Tuesday night into early Wednesday with lows near 46. Then Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 60 as winds remain breezy and gusty Wednesday night. Thanksgiving Day through Friday turns drier but blustery with highs falling from the upper 40s to around 41 and gusts increasing into the upper 20s to mid 30s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority is using artificial intelligence to enhance system operations, one oil sample at a time. This innovative approach helps predict potential issues before they arise, utilizing oil samples from diesel commuter rail locomotives to uncover significant insights. Ryan Cahalan, the chief operating officer at the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, described it as a molecular black box, aiming to reduce train breakdowns and delays. With advanced analysis in their Somerville maintenance facility, the system can detect abnormal levels of elements and identify problems instantly, unlike traditional methods that take hours. Experts believe this technology also preserves human jobs while providing a substantial return on investment. Now on to sports. Devontae Adams caught two of Matthew Stafford's three touchdown passes during the Rams' 31-point first half, leading Los Angeles to a decisive 34-7 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hoopy Durant returned an interception 50 yards for a touchdown, contributing to the Rams' sixth consecutive win, now at 9 wins and 2 losses. Stafford, who completed 25 of 35 passes for 273 yards, extended his streak of 308 consecutive pass attempts without an interception. Baker Mayfield struggled for the Buccaneers, throwing two interceptions before exiting the game with a sprained left shoulder. In local sports, the New England Patriots rallied from a 10-point deficit to secure a 26-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, becoming the first National Football League team to reach 10 wins this season. This marked their 9th consecutive victory, despite significant injuries to their offensive line. Quarterback Drake May passed for 294 yards and a touchdown, while cornerback Marcus Jones returned an interception for 33 yards. New England now holds a 2.5 game lead in the American Football Conference East, as the Bengals continue to struggle with a 3-8 record. In top news, Costco has quietly addressed a significant customer checkout issue. The chain, known for its no-frills business model, aims to minimize costs and pass savings to members. Our operating philosophy has been simple. Keep costs down and pass the savings on to our members. Recently, Costco upgraded its checkout process, combining human cashiers with new technology. CEO Ron Vacris explained that employees can scan items while members are in line, speeding up the process. Additionally, Costco is rolling out membership scanning devices at store entrances to reduce unauthorized membership sharing. Overall, members seem to support these changes, acknowledging benefits like reduced checkout delays and theft prevention. In business news, the American middle class is becoming increasingly weary after nearly 5 years of high prices. Many middle class earners thought life would be more affordable by now, but costs for goods and services are 25% above 2020 levels. Polly Frew, a college communications director, stated life felt more doable a year and a half ago. The Pew Research Center defines the middle class as having a household income between about $66,666 and $200,000. Inflation has made everyday items like coffee and car repairs markedly more expensive. Many middle-class families are feeling financially strained as rising costs continue to outpace wage increases. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to $87,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is up 4% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. One of America's most dangerous volcanoes will soon power homes. Tapping energy from super-hot rock could produce cheap, clean, constant energy almost anywhere, if drills and wells can survive intense heat and pressure. Engineers are building the hottest geothermal power plant on Earth on the slopes of Newberry Volcano, which is one of the largest and most hazardous active volcanoes in the United States, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The plant has already reached temperatures of 629 degrees Fahrenheit and will start selling electricity to nearby homes and businesses next year. Mazama Energy, the startup behind the project, aims to reach temperatures above 750 degrees, potentially transforming geothermal power into a major player in the world's electricity systems. And in entertainment news, Rental Family, Nuremberg, and Sentimental Value are holding strong amid the dominating presence of Wicked at the box office. Rental Family, from Searchlight Pictures, opened to an estimated $3,300,000. And received an overall A cinema score. The film features Brendan Fraser, who plays a struggling American actor in modern-day Tokyo. James Vanderbilt's Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, surpassed $11 million in its third week. Sentimental Value by Joachim Trier grossed $1,800,000, featuring Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning. Limited releases also showed promise, with various films expanding their audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.